I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. They say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few moms in your corner. We visit with a diverse group of parents each week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Today, we want to talk about stay-at-home mothers. For years, staying at home was the norm for most American women, especially white women. But now, with women cycling in and out of the workforce, just who are the stay-at-home moms now? What goes into the decision to stay at home? Is it really a personal choice, a matter of values, or opportunity? Needless to say, this is a hot topic among the moms. In a moment, we'll have a round table of moms and writers who've thought a lot about this, but we're going to set the table first with Rose Kreider. She's a family demographer in the Fertility and Family Statistics branch of the U.S. Census Bureau, which recently released a new report about today's stay-at-home moms. And Rose Kreider joins us now to talk about the new report. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about your findings. How many stay-at-home mothers are there, and what's their demographic profile?
Well, we looked at married mothers who have a child under 15 in the household, and her husband has been in the labor force all year last year. She reports being out of the labor force all year last year, and she says the main reason she was out of the labor force is taking care of home and family.
Is there a question for those who might say, well, the cost of replacing myself at home is just too high? I mean, for example, you can see a scenario where someone might be very well-educated, have lots of opportunity to get a job, but simply doesn't work in a field that pays to make it financially worthwhile to work, or at least in her view. Is there a way to capture that part of the conversation?
It's not something that we looked at. We were merely trying to get a nationally representative snapshot, a picture, if you will, of who these stay-at-home moms were and compare some of their basic demographic characteristics with the other moms who were married and had a child under 15 in the house. And what we see when we look at those characteristics, that the stay-at-home moms are a bit younger, are more likely to have a young child, an infant, in the household. They are less well-educated on average and more likely to be Hispanic. So while 16% of the other moms were Hispanic, 27% of stay-at-home moms were Hispanic. And the stay-at-home moms are also more likely to be foreign-born. So about a third of the stay-at-home moms were foreign-born, whereas was about 19% of the comparison moms who were not stay-at-home.
This is interesting because your co-author, Diana Elliott, was quoted in a report in the Washington Post last week saying that this idea of the opt-out revolution, the idea that there's this movement of highly educated and or highly compensated women out of the workforce and into the home to take care of children, and you're saying that the data just doesn't support that idea.
Well, our data don't show that they're a very large part. They certainly could be there. They certainly are there to some extent as part of the whole stay-at-home mom group, but they are not most of the group.
They're not most of the group.
No. If I could give you a stat on the education.
Yeah, please.
The way we split it up in the table was to consider less than high school diploma, some college, bachelor's degree, and master's degree plus. For stay-at-home moms, about 7% have a master's degree or more, compared with about 12% of the non-stay-at-home comparison moms. The proportion who have a bachelor's degree was roughly the same. Actually, it does not differ statistically, about a quarter of the moms in either group. But if you look at the less than high school, high school diploma only, about 19% of the stay-at-home moms had less than a high school degree, compared with about 8% of the comparison moms. And 27% of the stay-at-home moms had a high school degree, compared with about 24% of the other moms. So the group as a whole of stay-at-home moms is weighted more toward the lower end of the educational attainment scale.
So the stay-at-home moms tend to be younger, have a little less education,
yes,
lower income, and more likely to be Hispanic or foreign-born.
Yes.
And finally, the recession is deemed officially to have started in December of 2007. This data was accumulated largely before that. And I'm just wondering, if we look at this data 2 years from now, whether it'll be very different. Any sense of that?
Well, like you said, these data were collected in February, March, April of 2007, so they're actually referring to labor force participation during 2006, so it is reaching back a bit. And we have the sheer estimate of stay-at-home moms for 2008, but like you said, we probably need another year or so to really see whether there's some effect. Maybe these husbands have lost their jobs so that they would then fall out of the definition of being stay-at-home moms since they need to have a spouse who was in the labor force all last year. So we really aren't sure, you know, what effect that's going to have, but we'll certainly have a look at that when we get this data.
Rose Kreider is a family demographer at the U.S. Census Bureau. She was kind enough to join us by phone from her office in Suitland, Maryland. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.